It might start off seeming like the comments come from a caring place. Please don't wear that shirt when we go out. I love you so much. I can't stand it when other guys look at you. But soon, it escalates to verbal and physical abuse or digital dating abuse, where one partner reads the other's text messages and wants access to the passwords of their email and social media profiles. Hello, I'm Brooke Hildebrand Clubb's Director of Health Communication at Southeast Missouri State University. February is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. The National Institute of Justice defines teen dating violence as physical, psychological, or sexual abuse, harassment, or stalking of any person ages 12 to 18 in the context of a past or present romantic or consensual relationship. More research is now being done on intimate relationship violence that starts in adolescence because it can begin a lifelong cycle. The Love is Respect organization reports victims of teen dating violence are at higher risk for substance abuse, eating disorders, risky sexual behavior, and further domestic violence. A 2011 CDC nationwide survey found that 23% of females and 14% of males who ever experienced rape, physical violence, or stalking by an intimate partner first experienced some form of partner violence between 11 and 17 years of age. Teens often think some behaviors like teasing and name-calling are a normal part of a relationship. They may have trouble trusting their intuition and be hesitant to tell someone if they suspect something is wrong. Parents often dismiss adolescent relationship woes. However, they need to realize teen dating violence is similar to and can be as lethal as adult relationship violence. For more information on warning signs of teen dating violence and how to break the cycle, visit krcu.org.